Giardino Segreto 2. There are two secret gardens in Gibellina, both designed by Francesco Venezia. Giardino Segreto 2, or the Secret Garden number 2, is a design from 1986, which was then laid out in 1991. It's made up of four concrete walls separated by narrow openings. The structure is supposed to work on the observer with an attractive effect, creating the desire to go in and look inside. On the inside, towards the centre, there's a hand stretching upwards, holding in its fingers the half-bust statue of a woman, a sculpture by Daniel Spoerri, and some think of the woman as representing Gibellina. On the wall opposite the hand, at the point of the triangle, there's a stylized representation of the sun. This is the Città del Sole Uno, or City of the Sun One, a work by Mimmo Rotella. It refers to the larger scale work which you've already seen and admired in Piazza del Municipio. Mimmo Rotella is an eclectic Italian artist who died only recently. He said, "Art is peace and prophecy. After death comes rebirth." His works have been exhibited at the New York Guggenheim Museum of Modern Art, the Pompidou Center in Paris, and other prestigious centers of contemporary art throughout the world. Giardino Segreto 1, Secret Garden 1, which faces Viale Brancati, is an earlier work. The design dates back to 1984, although it was not actually constructed until 3 years later. The architecture is of a larger scale than Giardino Segreto 2 and is divided internally into two communicating segments. The construction uses the contrast between different materials in the form of volcanic stone, tufo, and reinforced concrete to rhythmic effect. Inside there are two benches and a fountain made from travertine, although the fountain is currently not working. Francesco Venezia is a well-known architect who comes from the Campania region. He was responsible for the design of the Palazzo di Lorenzo in Gibellina, but he also participated in the design workshop Bellice 80, contributing a number of designs for Alcamo and Segesta. His work, often inspired by a sense of the intimate, shows an interest in the relationship between architecture and time.